We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Samech Vav, in the halachas of an Eruv or a Chatzar, where many people live in there, Siv Dalid, on the Pri Shlamet Aleph and Aleph. Says Mechabat Tzorach, Litin Kol Eruv B'Kliyecha. You have to put a whole Eruv, which is the bread that everyone shares together, in one vessel. But if it's divided and put into two different vessels, in the Eruv, it's not an Eruv, which means to be mixed together, to join together. Unless if one was filled up, then it's permitted. But as long as the two vessels are in one apartment. You have to put the whole Eruv in one vessel. Why should I Eruv? The name is Eruv. It means to say everyone is mixed together. It looks like they're separated and divided one from the other. Near the would seem seemingly that the davka specifically if each and every person gave his portion in the Eruv. But if let's say one person, as oftentimes done, he merits it to everyone. He could put into two vessels. But the fact that the halachic fathers do not mention this, it sounds like that they hold the light pole of Rabban ben Masayah, that Rabban did not differentiate in their halacha, but tzarchin and requires further analysis. Sivkatan lamed beis. If it divided, it's not an Eruv, unless if this mali echad, one filled up, then it's permitted. Regarding this, this that he divided into two different vessels wasn't willingly, therefore it's okay. If he initially knew that the vessel is not going to contain the whole Eruv, and he had a different vessel that was bigger than this one, that could have contained the whole Eruv, there are from the later authorities that they are stringent. It's like initially dividing the Eruv into two, which would not be good. The Sharatin Islamid says that because if it doesn't have a large vessel, then yeah, it is permitted to divide into two different vessels. Simkat Lamed Gimel. But as long as the two kerem should be b'vayis echad in one house, knock upon that, at least at the minimum, hoy shnei b'shusachas, both of them are in one domain. Now, v'lib shnei batam, not in two different homes. The film echad mizaka b'yeb mishal b'shal kuma. And even if it's one person who is being mizaka, he's giving over the acquisition in the air from his own for them all, gam ken yesh lezor b'zeh, still one has to be careful regarding this. V'akim, therefore, air v'shem anichim b'yisak nesav, at kol air, the air that they put in the shul for all the people of the city, yesh lezor, we have to be careful, shloy l'anich rak b'yisak nesav achas, to only put in one shul. And they should choose for this the larger shul that's in town. That's a Shari Tshuva, the name of the Chacham Tzvi. Sifhei says Mechaber. It's necessary that there should not be particularity of Shum Echad Mehem, any one of them, Ali Ruve, on his Erev. If his friend eats it, then Makbin, if he is particular, in Erev, it's not an Erev. And Lekach, therefore, Tzach Lizo, one has to be careful, Shle L'Arev, B'davar, Shatikin, L'Tzarech HaShabbos, not to make an Erev with something that he had prepared for the purposes of it, that what he needs for Shabbos. Says Meshmur Sivkat Lamadal, we need Shle Yakbin, that he shouldn't be particular. This is for the same reason that it's called the Erev. She by that they should be together and mingled and willing one to the other. That one should not protest regarding his friend. You should that their partnership should be pleasant and sweet. That they should not be particular, any one of them on his Erev if his friend will eat it. Even if one person is acquiring to them all from his own, says to be agreeable. When any one of the group comes to eat meat from him, that it shouldn't be particular on them. And the Sharatzin Islam Gimel says, and even the Ravid that's lean regarding when the Eruv is collected from them all is stringent regarding this. Sivkot Lamed Vav. Therefore, one should not use for the Eruv something should take on the Tzarek HaShabbos that he prepared for what he needs for Shabbos food. Because if his friend's going to ask him for that, lo yitla, he won't give it to him. And that's a problem. But if, let's say, if he's explicit, she'im yir te'echem in the Eruv, that if any one of the people of the city, she'echem the Eruv, that apply to the Eruv, lech menu, that they want to eat from a shaliach, but that it would not be particular. Then logical would be that you could even use your Shabbos food that you prepared to use as for the Erev. B'alacha, d'remaschum, b'kli echad, you have to put the whole Erev into one vessel. So l'chayra, kli, the vessel is not precise. Same thing is that if you put all the Erev in that they collected in one place, is also okay. Is only coming to exclude two vessels that is instructive I mean, you don't have to put in one vessel, just don't put in two vessels, because that instructs on this division. But it says Tzarachin, that's where Prima Gadim. The Rishalmi, it sounds like his words to be lenient, because the words are, if there's no place, but that's Dafkan Bayis Echad, according to our Bavli. Now, if it's because to divide their Erev, so then it's going to be forbidden. It doesn't mention that it has to be Dafkan the Kli. The primary, there should be one place, and so the opposite. If they put in two places without any vessel at all, even if it's one Bayis, it's also not effective. That's as obvious Lashon Rambam that he writes, Chilkos Erev is Sashituv, even though it's Bayis Echad, it's not an Erev, and he doesn't mention at all this idea that the Chilkos was in two different vessels. It's a vessel of a makbid. If it's makbid on his food, then it's not an Erev. And therefore, if one guy comes to eat the Erev and we don't let him, the Erev is batal. Now, that's dafka when it comes in the Erev Shabbos, or at the time when the Erev is taking a effect, that is by being smushed by twilight. But if it comes to the Shabbos and they don't want to give it to him, the Erev is not batal because of that, because since the Erev already took effect, that's what sounds like in the Beis Yosef. Some of the Dirshus. Dirshu number 41. He said, if you print the two different vessels, it looks like they're divided. And even if he place in every vessel bread, the amount that's fit for the Erev, choose Chacham Tzvi, says it's Aser, it's forbidden. We don't say that since if there was no other vessel, the Erev would be kosher, and therefore shouldn't stop. Just that you divide the Erev into two vessels, because still the sages said it's forbidden to do this because of appearance of wrongdoing, that people can mistake and think that so too, you let it put always, and you let it put even two different homes. Just number 42, so Mishbur said one has to be careful not to put it but into one shul. The Shuvas Chacham Tzvi adds on that even if you put the chalas of the Erev as the measurement in many shuls in the city, so it's a bracha batala and the Erev is batal, it comes out in Mechal Shabbos when you carry. His words are brought in Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva brings that Mekar Baruch Cotton disagrees with Chacham Tzvi and he permits to do this, and he writes that it's actually even appropriate to do this. Why? Because if one Erev gets ruined, you could rely on the other Erev. But the Shari Tshuva writes that his words are not so proven to reject the words of Chacham Tzvi. L'maisa Chaznish writes that if all the people of the city have a portion and all the Erev in the shuls, for sure one of them is going to be effective, and it's not bottled because that they made other Erev. And that's written Shuvas Mechaz Yitzchak to the Minig, based on the Shlom, the name of the Maril, the Marshal, as written Shuvas Mechaz Yehuda, that you place every Erev Shabbos, Erev Chatzeres, in Mezakah to all the people of the city, so that if the Erev gets ruined, they can rely on this Erev. Now, two Kehilas, that there's a Machlekes between them, there's a dispute between them, and each one makes their own Erev. Shuvas Mechaz Avram writes, regarding the Kehilas Patik, that there were two Kehilas that were mocked, but not to make an Erev together, that the Erev does not take effect because the Ikar Takan, the Erev Chatzeres, is because Dar Chisholm, and everyone's Matzah Bechalikis is like as if he doesn't agree in the Halacha of the Erev, and therefore, at least in a way that they mock, but that they don't give the bread from one kilo to another kilo, for sure it's not going to be effective. That's brought in Shachanach later on Sefei. This is number 43. He said you can't have one guy protesting on the other person, and even on the Balabayas, that by him the Erev is placed, and therefore doesn't have to join in the bread. Chaznish writes that it has to be that they're not makbid, that he shouldn't eat from it, because since he's also shut up an Erev, if there would be makbid in him, then the Erev wouldn't be an Erev. There's your number 46. And even if one of the members of the group wants to eat all the bread, which some Zaman holds, the one who is mezaked has to be not makbar on him. Because if he's particular, then the Erev is going to be batli. Adds on, in a way that the Erev is for all the people of the city, every person gets only a small little portion, it's possible that even if they're makbar, that he shouldn't eat only the size of a gregor's, the shutfus is still considered pleasant and agreeable, and the Erev is kind. Dish number 47. Someone's mezaka bread to his neighbors for an Erev. Chaznish writes that it's permitted for him to eat the bread without asking from them permission. You don't have to be concerned that maybe one of them is going to be makbid, because generally people are not makbid, because not everyone's from the Anshe Vardino, that they were tzakana, that they were very stingy. You see from his words that meriting the neighbors with the breads of the Erev is what's called zechim munas. Discussed in Ramah later on in Shin Samach Chesef Hey. Just number 48. this halacha that if his friend's going to ask for him, he's not going to give it to him if it's the Shabbos food that he prepared. And Chumash Marshami writes, that's only the ketchila. However, if they forgot, they did not prepare bread, you could permit b'dieved, because it's logical that then he'll make up his mind not to be particular. In a way that each person has only toasted bread in the oven, Chumash Marsham writes, that it's not possible to rely on this bread for Rav Chatzis, because it's logical that they're particular on the bread that they had prepared. And he writes that still you could say that since for all of them, there's this toasted bread in the oven, they're not particular if they all divide it between themselves. This is number 49. In the case that one of the members of the Mavi requests wine or oil from his friend before Shabbos and he doesn't give it to him, the Rambam paskins regarding Shetup from Mavi, and something we read regarding Rav Chatzir, is that the Shetup is bottle. Like Mishra writes that in the understanding of the Rambam, you see a Chiddush, that the Shetup is bottle, even if he asks him wine or oil, that is not what they even had placed for the Shetup, for the partnership. However, in Nagoy Seramach, he asked that according to this, most people cannot make a Shetup in the Erev, because many times he asked from his friend something and he didn't give it to him. Over the case of Mishnah, he claimed that even the Rambam would agree to the other Rishayim. That's only if he's makbid with the food of the Shetup, then it's makbid. The Rambam is soysim like the Lashon of the Brayso. So another derived, and there's a Sagas, but he disagrees in the words of the Rambam. And he writes that this halach is dafka in a way that one is mezakah to Olam and his friend asks from him before Shabbos doesn't give it to him. Then we say that when he's mezakah to Erev, he's not intending to mezakah to this person. But if everyone gives his part of the Shetup and the Shetup is not bottled because Lamaisa, his portion is still there, and that's in the Magen Mishra, and then the Rashba of the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Pin of the Rishonim, that even when they collect from each one his chelik in the Erev, if they are makbid, then the Erev is pasul, that's as obvious in the Sharatzin and Sivkot and Lam and Gimel. There's number 50. He said that this problem, if the guy comes and doesn't give it to his Zafkef on the Erev Shabbos, now even though he's makna to him the bread, only to permit the carrying of Shabbos, and that's so that he could eat it before Shabbos, the B'Shem Zaman explains that since if he's going to be makbid, the Erev is not going to take effect at all. He says it's logical that even though he has a mind to mizakim also on the side of this suffix, that he might come to eat it before Shabbos.